they perish, they perish. Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. The souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. My text for today is the words of King David to his son Solomon. After he charged Solomon to build a house of the Lord, he said this to him, "Arise, therefore, and be doing, and the Lord be with thee." 1 Chronicles 22:16. It is important to make plans, but it is the doing which proves our sincerity and devotion of our belief in God. On this broadcast, I want to tell you more of the recent trip which I made to the island of Jamaica and what we found there. But first, this poem. What shall we wish? We wish for the lands and the gold of earth. We wish for an honored name, for the things that we count of greatest worth that lead to the heights of fame. Thus we waste our lives and we toil in vain, for our riches will soon decay. And we shall stand with the judgment train. Oh, what shall we wish that day? Shall we think of our little earthly hoard and wish we had gathered more, and sigh that the barns where it was stored were so small they were running o'er? Ah, with sickening glance at the earth we trod, we shall turn from its scenes away to face the great judgment bar of God. Oh, what shall we wish that day? We shall view all the millions by our side who never the gospel heard. We shall think how little we cared, nor tried to send them a single word. We shall hear a voice like the rolling seas, while a thorn-pierced form we shall see. Inasmuch as ye've done it unto these, ye have done it unto me. We shall think of the good we might have done, had we loved our Savior more, of the glittering crown we might have won, had we shared the thorns he wore. Oh, our selfishness and idle ease, how in that day we shall see, inasmuch as ye've done it unto these, ye have done it unto me. Those words will pierce to the very soul and burn like a fiery brand. Oh, God, has our service been so small? We shall cry as there we stand. In woe we shall think of the years then past, those years we spent in vain, and the opportunities slighted, lost, we shall wish were ours again. We shall wish we had labored night and day in fervent prayers and tears, that a harvest sown in faithful way might be reaped in endless years, that the hoarded store we treasured long had been scattered far and wide, then we should not see this wailing throng, lost, lost in the surging tide. God help us then our treasures to lay in life at Jesus' feet, that when we face the judgment day, not frowns but smiles we shall meet, no wail nor sigh or treasured hoard, nor wishes then in vain, our lives all given to our Lord are what we shall wish they'd been. And now, this account of our findings in Jamaica. It was on the morning of September 10th, after much preparation and driving of some 1,500 or 1,600 miles in our 62 Oldsmobile, that Kathleen and I boarded the Pan American Jet Airliner Flight 437 in Miami, Florida, bound for the little island of Jamaica, just south of Cuba. A brief stop was made at Montego Bay, Jamaica. Then, after some 20 minutes of additional flying, we landed near Kingston, a city of some 700,000 population. This island of the Caribbean is rich in history. We understand that Columbus first went there in 1494, shortly after coming to America in 1492. It was his second trip to the Western world. Brother and Sister Israel Smalling, and others were there to welcome us at the airport. Then we began the journey by car of approximately 60 miles to Frankfield, which is situated in the hills of Jamaica. The island itself is approximately 150 miles long and from 30 to 50 miles wide. It is thickly populated, and for the most part, we found the people very friendly, and the native tongue is English. The fruits of this tropical island are many. We ate some fruits of which we had never heard before. The national dish is ackee, a fruit grown on trees which is considered poison until it is ripe, but when ripened and cooked with codfish, it is quite tasty. Oranges, coconuts, and bananas grow well in Jamaica, and we had plenty of them to eat. Brother and Sister Smalling were kind to us and were very careful to look out for our welfare. They lived near the little chapel where he pastors a small congregation. We were thankful also for the hospitality of the Fergusons, in whose home we stayed for several nights. Quite a number of preachers and workers met together on Sunday, and the opportunity was given to us to speak in the Sunday morning service. Other preachers also spoke. Then, in the afternoon, we had a special meeting of the preachers and workers to discuss the doctrines of the Bible and our interpretation of them. We found that we were in harmony on many doctrinal points of the Scriptures, such as justification, sanctification, the ordinances of baptism, feet washing, and the Lord's Supper, also the return of the Lord with no time or space for a 1,000 years millennium reign. But going into the deeper teachings of the Scriptures, we did find some points of difference in our understanding of their meaning. In our visit with Brother Smalling, he brought out the thought that truth is complete, but the revelation of it is gradual. Let us pray that God may bless these dear ones in Jamaica, and that all of us may be willing to walk in the truth which has already been revealed to His church. It is only as we walk in the light that we may continue to have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The Church of God doctrine and teaching was planted in Jamaica many years ago, and although large crowds are not going the way of the cross because they're unwilling to pay the price, it is hoped that God's true church may continue to be gleaned from every country and island of the sea, made up of those people who have a love for the truth. We're glad that God directed us to these dear people in the hills of Jamaica. Even though our stay was short, we believe the time was well spent. But now, through the recording of a part of the service on that Sunday morning of September 13th, I want you to go with me, in your thoughts at least, as we sat in that little chapel in the hills of Jamaica. This opening song, one with which many of you are familiar, was sung. But preceding the song, Brother Israel Smalling had this to say.
Thy host, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the vital way, as the evening light doth shine.
Then this song.
Oh,
your
faith. In the land of thy love, in thy strength, the land of slavery on.
Through
the blessed light of the present day, through the darkness now we belong.
Friends, I want you to remember the text, "Arise therefore and be doing, and the Lord be with thee." I believe it is time for every true child of God to arise and be doing. Let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let us be an example, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. If we may be a help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. May I add that we deeply appreciate those who help us to maintain this weekly schedule over the air. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be with each of you and a very cheerful goodbye.